In this paper, we describe a real-time distributed light field camera. Our system consists of 64 commodity FireWire video cameras. Banks of 8 cameras are connected to multiple computers. Our system uses a novel distributed rendering algorithm to generate virtual views. The final image is assembled at a separate compositing computer, which is driven by a user. The user operates the controls, and the compositing computer requests image fragments from the cameras. This architecture reduces the overall data bandwidth that is required, since we only copy the pixels that are actually needed in the final output image. As a result, the user can move a virtual camera in a real-time light field. Our algorithm works as follows. Each camera renders its own portion of the output image and sends the image fragments to a compositing computer. Here, we see blocks of image fragments being received by the compositor. The image fragments combine to form the final output image. Each pixel is a blend between three cameras, so the total uncompressed bandwidth is equivalent to three video streams. Our system allows the user to dynamically vary the focal plane of the light field. With only 64 cameras, it's useful to be able to focus on important objects. However, since our system is scalable, it is also easy to increase the number of cameras for improved quality. A light field camera allows the user to do many things that are not possible with a robot-controlled camera. For example, we can move the virtual camera along any path at any speed. We can also freeze time and view the scene as a static light field. Note that there may be artifacts because our cameras are not synchronized and some of the images may be off by at most a frame. This is another example of freezing time. We also add a simple trick of freezing half the screen. This is noteworthy because we can still move the virtual camera. We can also generate more than one view from the camera array simply by making more image fragment requests to the cameras. Here, we are generating a stereo pair, which could be used to drive a head-mounted display. You can cross-eye fuse this scene to see a 3D effect. In this example, we demonstrate two completely different views to illustrate two users connected to the system.